Hello. Long time no talk. I know, I'm horrible. Please hold me accountable for this stuff, right? It's been a long and crazy bumpy ride, but hey, we have survived 2018 and all the mess that had come with it. And I feel that it broke me in ways that I couldn't even imagine. I mean, emotions coming up that I thought I forgot about. I just felt like every time I would feel like I was finally succeeding, I was pushed 10 steps back. It was just horrible. And I feel like there was a lot of people around me that were feeling the same way. And it was interesting because I belong to this group ran by a really good tarot reader. And she calls it the Empress Club. And in the Empress Club, we all talk about our journeys, so to speak. And it was just amazing to see all these people going through similar things that I was going through. And I'm like, okay, I'm not crazy, thankfully. But in a sense, the purging and the cleansing, it's funny because I just had to say goodbye to a really great, amazing group of people who I have been managing for quite some time, due to some changes that had happened. And it hurt my heart as much as, we spend 40 hours a week together, and their personalities were just simply amazing. And I'm not going to say that, we didn't get frustrated with one another. I wanted to pull my hair out at times, but the laughs and the memories and the bonding and feeling like we were just this big virtual family. It was just so heartwarming, and it's so great to see these people go from one point to the next and grow, not just in their career, but as individuals. And it makes it all worth it at the end. And they've all said some really great messages to me that sometimes, as a mom, they say that it's a thankless job, and it really is, because you do so much as a parent that your kids really just don't understand until they have kids of their own, right? But the hard work and dedication that you put into a parent, and then when you're in your career and you're giving that hard work and dedication, it means a lot when your people that are reporting to you actually take the time to say, hey, you did something for me. And that really, really melted my heart that they took a moment out of their lives to appreciate everything that I had done. Because sometimes you just don't feel that way, right? And they were sad themselves, but at the same time, I had to think about it that as much as it's so hard to say goodbye, as somebody who has a background in psychology, and if I wanted to really be that kind of a therapist, eventually you build the foundation to the point that that person ends up stabilizing themselves and they have the tools that they need to move on and move forward and connect in the world the way that they're supposed to be, right? And eventually you have to let go. And that's the way I look at them because, no matter what, I would eventually have to let go, whether they got promoted or something like to that effect. So it takes a lot of reassuring to say, hey, you've got what you got and you're gonna be okay, right? But it's not without saying, I will say that I don't appreciate, because I do, how much they enjoyed their time with me. And it means a lot in a sense that, I had made that impact on them. And if any of them are listening, I hope that they understand that, right? So, man, I'm just feeling like the weight of the world has been lifted off of my shoulders. Like, it just feels amazing. I don't know if it's because it's a year change and now we're making our resolutions and we're all like, yes, it's time for something different. But one thing I could say is that I'm coming into 2019 wanting to break free. And what do I mean by breaking free? I mean getting rid of the garbage, the trash, so to speak, quote unquote, right? And in the words of the great Amber Khan, trash has no sign, right? So it doesn't matter, what it is or whatever, it's that reciprocated feeling. And I know I've talked about this in other podcasts of that one-sided relationship, and I just don't want them anymore, right? I'm talking about the loyalty, the respect, the you help me help you type situations. I'm over being that people pleaser and thinking that I should just bend over and take it because of whatever the situation may be. I'm not doing it anymore, right? I'm on this train. I know my destination. I know my self-worth. I know what I am and how I'm valued and what I can contribute. And if you're not on the same train going in the same destination path as me, well, then I can gladly take a pit stop and let you off because I'm not dealing with it anymore, right? Go about your business. That's fine. You have a different path than me. Or if you're trying to prevent me from keeping on going to my destination, I'm just going to run you over at this point. Sorry, not sorry. And I know that's pretty blunt to the point, but you know what? I have a whole lot of love to give and a whole lot of positivity, and I just want to inspire and I want to help those that want to be helped, and that's fine. And I have no problem doing that, but I just want just seeing and feeling that moments of appreciation by other people for my dedication and my hard work makes me realize that I just want to be surrounded by people who do appreciate what I do, right? I don't know much about Chinese astrology. I know, like, you know, we're all like a certain animal or some sort of that effect. And I know it's the year of the pig. And I was looking into this whole thing about feng shui and, you know, what my lucky colors were and all this stuff. I came across it. And it was funny. I had to laugh because it said my bad luck color of this year was cyan, however you pronounce it. And so I look it up to see what color that is. Would you know that that's the same color as my bedroom? I was so upset. Well, not my entire bedroom, but my bedspread and stuff. I love that light blue kind of aqua, tealish color. I don't know how else to really, it's very summery, but it's a really pretty blue color. Oh, I about died. I'm like, oh, now I got to redo my entire bedroom because I don't want any bad luck for the whole entire year. But what's funny is it's always seemed as I reflect that my odd years have a lot of significance to them, which is weird because I'm an even number kind of person. Like, I don't know, odd numbers like really sketch me out for some reason. Like, I don't like odd numbers. I don't know if it's just because like I'm all about being symmetrical in a sense. I'm like, anybody who knows me, if I have two shelves, like they have to be completely even. It's crazy, right? I have to have one side matching the other. It's just anything off balance and it drives me nuts. I have anxiety over it. I don't know why, but I do. So I think that's the whole odd thing. It's like if I'm pairing something up or I'm like, oh, I have one extra, I don't like it, you know, because I'm not. But I grew up in a household, full disclosure, where it was like my father always collected everything. He was like a hoarder in a sense, and he was like, oh, you never know when you're gonna need this. And he's that kind of person, like if you need a piece from like 1972 that they don't sell anymore, he probably has it. Like it's that sad, right? My mom not so much, but yeah, I grew up in that household where, you know, she saved every container from like, and like all the, you know, the butter containers, like the Crocker, I forget the name of it, the brown ones, right? And so she could store food in them. Like we had millions of them. Okay. So those are the things that I'm just not that person. Like I don't need a million Tupperware containers and forks and spoons and like 1,000 tea towels in my closet. Like I just don't. Like I just feel like it's just a waste of space. And maybe that's what contributes it to it. It's like this weird OCD that I have in life. But yeah, and then it's funny how all the odd numbers, it's like, have some sort of significant meaning to them, in a sense. Like, for instance, like, my twins were born in 2013, 2015, I had graduated from college, and, 2017, I got promoted, so it's weird to me, but hey, whatever, right? At the same time. So yeah, I'm just kind of in this path where I just want to keep riding the train, and I'll kick off all the passengers as long as I go, in a sense. But it's funny because I also came across something that said common sense isn't a gift, it's actually a punishment. Because you have to deal with everybody around you that doesn't have it, which is true, right? Because it's, I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm like, am I really that picky or whatever? But I get mad about things and I'm like, are you serious? Do you not see the bigger picture? Like, you know this is going to upset me, so why wouldn't you prevent it? I just don't understand it. Like, we've gone over this. Where, you know, you pay a whole bunch of shipping for a package and then they don't want to pick it up. And it's like, well, why didn't you tell me you weren't going to be able to pick it up? You knew I had to spend all that money to ship it out. Like, you could have told me ahead of time, hey, it's not a good idea, before I did it, right? So it's just, and then you're like, oh well, so sad, too bad, is your nonchalant attitude to it. And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna bend over and take this. Like, you just pissed me off. Like, I don't know, I'm rambling right now, I'm sorry. I'm wide awake on a Sunday, which is never happening. But I think I have enough coffee. I mean, maybe that's the key or something like to that effect. But yeah, so it's been a time of goodbyes. It's been a time of transition. And that's what I was saying. So we're talking about cluttering. See, totally got sidetracked. One thing leads into another all the time with me. It's horrible. It's like I've been called a scatterbrain my entire life, and it's true. Like, I tell my people, don't tell me verbally, email it to me or else I will forget. My kids the same thing. And I'm that person, I have to write everything down or I will forget it. But yeah, so there's that new show on Netflix called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, I think her name is. So I took a look at it. I was super interested because I definitely, when I start feeling really, really anxious around my house is when I start noticing, because I start feeling like things are piling up and things are cluttering, and then I get this feeling, this overwhelming feeling, and I hate it. And that's when I start tossing. Like, my kids can't stand it, in a sense. So I started watching the show, and I'm like, ooh, this is so interesting. And I like her concept of, instead of going room to room, you go by category, right? So you do all the clothes first, like everybody's clothes, and then you go into books, and then so on and so forth, right? And you don't go on to the next category until you're finished with the one. So all the clothes have to be done, right, first. You have to make sure you discarded everything that you don't want, and everything's put away in its own little space and nice and neat, and then you move on, right? Because sometimes when you go, and I can understand this, when you go into a room, like, you'll start off in your room, and then you get to your kid's room, and then you go to the next room, and it's like, but after the third room, you're like, I don't want to do this anymore, right? But by doing it all in just one shot of one specific thing, I feel like it gets done a little quicker, and it's more effective in that manner. So I started off with the clothes, and my daughter comes home from school, and she's like, looks around, and she says, dang it, I knew it. I knew I should have cleaned my room today or yesterday. Because she knows that eventually, if she doesn't do it the way that I want it, then I will go in there and I will do it my way, and things will go missing that she didn't want to go missing, right? So, hey, it's the price you pay. But yeah, she was even amazed how this kid, I swear, she has more shirts than you can ever imagine. She's amazed how they all fit into her drawer the way they did, based off of this method. So it's been pretty cool, and it's going to take some time, I think. I mean, after watching the show, it looked like it took, like, that one family for, like, a month to get through it all, which is fine. Baby steps, right? Depends upon how much clutter you actually have, I would imagine, how big of a house you have, and so on and so forth. So there's going to be variables, and I'm not expecting to get it all done in one day. But The good thing is, some of those categories I don't really like books, for instance. I mean, I have a lot of kids, children's books, but a lot of my stuff that I personally would be on digital. I'm not a big reader, but if I did, I'd just download the book instead of actually having it. I mean, sometimes it's really good to have the paper copy, but yeah, that's the way I look at it. And so I think that one will go fairly simple. So it's going to be a matter of what you actually have in your house or whatever. But I challenge you guys to actually look at it, because it looks like something that could potentially help you in the long run. And I know that when I feel that clutter just disappear, I feel more at peace, and they feel like I can function, like it's not chaos. Like when I start like not finding things and I'm getting really frustrated and everything is everywhere, then that's when I'm like, okay, I'm done. Right? Like it's just so, everything just starts going in the garbage can. But I noticed that when I started this journey, that was one thing that I decluttered a lot. I started like lighting my incense. So that's another thing I'm going to get back into, is the whole self-love, which is something that we should all be doing. I think this is a year where we should just really focus on ourselves and our happiness, what brings us joy. So this show couldn't have come at a better time, because she's all about like, don't keep it if it doesn't bring you joy, right? Knowing who we are and where we're going and get there, right? Set out those goals, set out those plans, and really take control, the wheel, right? And I'm telling you, I plan on buying a home and, you know, living my life the way that I want to, and peace and happiness. So, that's that. So I hope that you all think about doing something along those lines. I'm going to get back into my meditation videos at night, because that really, really helped me in sleeping, making sure I do something for myself every single day. And now that like I have this like split shift going on, I feel it's more or less forcing me to take a break instead of just being so work focused, and that's really going to help me balance my life out. So really make those adjustments on how you can bring that balance and positivity back into your life, and really set your goals and your intentions this year, because with it being Uranus and Taurus spectrum, which it only Uranus is in one sign for 7 years. So if you think back, I was saying this before, I think back what happened 7 years ago that was significant and changed your life. Well, this is your time for another change to happen. Okay, so do it. Just do it. All right, don't let anybody stop your train from going in its own destination. And if they are not willing to go to the same destination that you are, then you need to kick them off of your train. Okay? Own it. Own your own train at this point in time. All right, guys. I know you guys, I've had so many people who told me they wanted to learn a little more about astrology and help follow me on my journey, or not help me, but you know, learn off of my journey and things that I am learning and share the wealth of knowledge. And I plan on doing that a lot more, and I hope that this particular conversation has helped you out a little bit in understanding things that are going on. I'm also thinking about diving into a little bit of different adventures, which I will speak more to once that process gets the ball rolling, because it's definitely going to be a part of me and my journey and my positivity, but I also want to be able to share it with all of you guys. Yeah, so we will chat, and I hope you all have a fantastic rest of your day. Thanks for listening. Love to you all.